Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person and those of you who are joining us online. We have just a few announcements this morning. The first is that VBS Day went very, very well yesterday. We had a lot of fun learning about baptism. And I just want to say on behalf of the entire congregation, thank you to all of the volunteers who helped make VBS Day happen. The children who are here from VBS Day will be singing This Little Light of Mine during the offertory, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Next Sunday, we are welcoming a couple of new members, and I just wanted you to be praying this week for Sadie Peacock, Minnie's aunt, and Rob Gallagher, Anna Lore's boyfriend. They'll be joining us next Sunday. A couple things are different in the bulletin this morning. The sermon is about how baptism and communion are connected, and it was very difficult for me to narrow down the texts. So you'll see that there are two epistle lessons this morning. They're very short, but there are two. And then there are two different passages from Matthew for the gospel lesson. So just want you to be aware of that. Also, I wanted to share with you a beautiful communion liturgy that I experienced at the youth gathering as over 500 of us volunteers were being commissioned. There was a beautifully written communion liturgy that will be in our bulletin today for us to use. I hope you find it as meaningful as I do. After worship today, I invite you to make your way to the reception to honor Sawyer and Trevor. But the family's going to stay for a few minutes to get some photographs here up on the chancel. And so if you will kind of go to the reception without getting in the way of those pictures, they'll join us shortly after they are done. We have our basket offering this morning. This month, it's going to GLAMA, the Greater Lexington Area Ministerial Association. This is an organization that we are a part of. It's focused down at First Lutheran Church. They often have a lot of folks coming to them for help with rent or with electricity, different things like that. And since we don't have a lot of folks that come to our door, but rather on the phone, we direct them toward GLAMA. So we give to GLAMA, and GLAMA facilitates the giving out of that money. At the end of the month, we have our blessing of the backpacks and a school supplies drive for Davis Townsend, so keep that on the back of your mind. And we just want to thank the fellowship committee for offering the reception today. We have a few birthdays this week. Robert Fritz. Actually, we just have one birthday this week, Robert Fritz. And one anniversary, Scott and Judy Black. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we have one prayer shawl this morning, and it is for Sawyer. So Trevor got a prayer shawl when he was born, and since Sawyer doesn't have one, we wanted to give him one today. And he picked this one because it's soft, as you will feel as it comes around. So here at Holly Grove, we have a prayer shawl ministry, and one of the beautiful things about it is that during worship, we pray for it. And we pass it around so that each person lays hands on it and prays for the person receiving it. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer and that you always hear us when we come to you. You hear the words that come out of our mouths. You hear the thoughts of our hearts. You know what even the tears that we cry mean as they are offered to you is prayer as well. We pray for Sawyer and ask that you would bless him, that he may grow like Jesus grew, in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all people. And as he feels the weight of this prayer shawl on his shoulders or his lap, May he feel the weight of our love for him here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. And as you are able, for the confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the God of manna, the God of miracles, the God of mercy. Amen. Drawn to Christ and seeking God's peace, let us confess our sin. God, our provider, help us. It is hard to believe there is enough to share. We question your ways when they differ from the ways of the world in which we live. We turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in you. We take offense at your teachings and your ways. Turn us again to you. Where else can we turn? Share with us the words of eternal life, and feed us for life in the world. Amen. Beloved people of God, Jesus, the manna from heaven, you are fed and nourished. By Jesus, the worker of miracles, there is always more than enough. And in Jesus, the bread of life, you are shown God's mercy. You are forgiven and loved into abundant life. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, eternal goodness, immeasurable love, you place your gifts before us. We eat and are satisfied. Fill us and this world in all its need with the life that comes only from you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. I forgot to say I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. So if all the kiddos will come forward. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Ava. Good morning, Lincoln. And Declan is coming up. I don't know if you all know this, but Sawyer is lucky enough to have two brothers, Trevor and Declan. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Kate. Well, yesterday at VBS Day, we had a really good time, didn't we? We learned some things, we had some food, we had some fun, and we sang some songs. And since singing is one of the things that we do best as the church, I thought that maybe we could teach the congregation a couple of the songs that we sang yesterday. Do you think that would be all right? Whoopsies. So we're going to teach you, the first song is sung to the tune of Ring Around the Rosie. Do y'all remember that song from Once Upon a Time? So it goes like this. Bring us to God's waters, all you sons and daughters. Splashes, splashes, God's love, come down. You want to try it once? And then we'll do it one more time, and the kids will actually go around in a circle. So here we go. Bring us to God's waters, all you sons and daughters. Splashes, splashes, God's love, come down. Do you want to try it one more time, except this time we'll do it in a circle? Okay. You think Declan wants to be a part of the circle, Sawyer? Okay. All right, kiddos, come and grab hands. He can just wander around if he wants. He wants to be in the middle? Okay. All right. Lincoln, will you hold Kate's hand? Okay, ready? Bring us to God's waters, all you sons and daughters. Splashes, splashes, God's love, come down. Good job, everybody. That's beautiful. Okay, come sit on the steps for one more minute. So in a little bit after Children's Church, and after Sawyer and Trevor are baptized, we're going to sing this little light of mine for the congregation. But one of the things that happens in baptism, I don't know if you remember from yesterday, is that the congregation makes promises to us in baptism that they're going to pray for us, and they'll support us, and care for us, and love us. So I want the congregation to sing this verse from this little light of mine to the children, and it goes like this. These little children of God, we're gonna let them shine. You think we can do it? Okay. These little children of God, we're gonna let them shine. That's beautiful. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for each other. Thank you for baptism, for the love you give us, and for the church family. Help us to love and care for our brothers and sisters. We love you, God. Amen. All right, thank you for coming up. You can go with Tina to Children's Church. I think you're going to be practicing a new song on the handbells today.
The first reading for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost is from the third chapter of Galatians. For in Christ you are all children of God through faith. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Word of God, word of life. The New Testament lesson is from the second chapter of Ephesians. God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Word of God, word of life.
Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O God. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." After his resurrection, Jesus came and said to his disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lately, I've been hearing a song on the radio, and I don't know the name of it, but I can't get this line out of my head. "You and me belong together like cold iced tea and warmer weather." Y'all know this song? Have you heard it too? Well, it reminded me of a sign I saw once at the beach that was so cute I took a picture of it. It said, "We belong together like peanut butter and jelly, biscuits and gravy, chips and salsa, bacon and eggs, pancakes and syrup, french fries and ketchup, salt and pepper." And these are just some of the things that go together. This morning, we are delighted to baptize Sawyer and Trevor. And as we continue our summer sermon series on Holy Communion called Food for the Journey, I thought what better day to explore how baptism and communion go together than today. Although I really want to preface by saying this. This is a very, very brief summary on how they go together. This whole week long, I kept thinking, I really need to do a sermon series on how baptism and communion go together because there is so much more to say than I can fit into a sermon. So at the beginning of our sermon series, we looked at how in the Lutheran Church, we have two sacraments, Holy Communion and Holy Baptism. We often call the sacraments a means of grace because they are a way that God pours grace upon us and into us. There are three things that are needed to be a sacrament. One, it needs to be connected to God's promise or God's word, which is first and foremost Jesus, the Word made flesh. Second, in order to be a sacrament, it is something that Jesus commanded us to do. Take, eat, this is my body. Drink of it, all of you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in part of today's gospel lesson, Jesus also said, go, make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And third, a sacrament needs a physical element, something we can see, something we can touch. It's bread and wine in communion, it's water in baptism. And so in baptism, God adopts us as God's children. And when we become children of God, we also become brothers and sisters to one another in the family of God, the communion of saints. In baptism, we are given the call to follow Jesus and to let our light shine. And we are joined to the mission of Christ and the mission of the church to give thanks and praise to God and to bear God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. You see, baptism isn't a one-time event. What begins at the font becomes a way of life. Think about it like this. A wedding is a ceremony in which the couple makes promises to each other and to God. And a marriage is the everyday living out of those promises. Baptism, what we experience on a Sunday morning in worship, is the initiating grace that welcomes us into God's family, into the body of Christ and the mission we share. But baptism as a way of life is the sustaining grace that continues with us our whole life long on the journey of discipleship. Baptism is a way of life. It's the everyday living out the promises that were made in baptism. Promises are made to us by God, when we're little, by our parents, by the local congregation on behalf of the entire church, the universal church. And when we're old enough, we make those promises our own, and we truly begin our own faith journey, our own baptismal journey. Those promises that we make are to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for peace and justice in all the earth. These are the good works that we were created for that the last verse in Ephesians refers to. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Brothers and sisters, baptism is not a one and done event. It is a way of life. It is the day in and day out living of those promises that I just read. And day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, as we live out these promises, we grow into our baptism. We grow more into these promises, and we grow more and more into Jesus. The verse from Galatians that we read earlier tells us in baptism, God clothes us with Christ. The verb to clothe that is used here is literally the word for putting on a garment. When we are baptized, God puts Jesus on us. Except it doesn't fit. It's too big. It would be like taking one of Neil's shirts and putting it on Sawyer or Trevor. They would have to grow into it. And so it is with Jesus. In baptism, God clothes us with Christ, and it doesn't fit. And so we spend our whole life long growing into Jesus and growing into our baptism. Because we don't stay the same person we were at our baptism, and our relationship with God doesn't stay the same either. Christian life grows out of baptism. And Christian life grows into baptism. We never, ever stop growing. In fact, it's not until we die that our baptismal journey is complete. And so, as our sermon series alludes to, Holy Communion is food for the journey. Holy Communion is food for the journey of discipleship, for the journey of living out our baptismal promises. And let's be honest, it's not always easy to keep these promises because they're big promises and they're hard promises. The truth is, we need help keeping these promises, and we need help growing into our baptism. And Jesus knew that we would, so he instituted the meal in which he offers his body and blood, his very self. He instituted this meal that nourishes us, that strengthens our faith, that forgives sin, that unites us with the whole church and the whole communion of saints. Remember, communion is not a symbol. It is the body and blood of Christ. And so we come to this table as often as we can because we need it often. We need the presence of Jesus that we receive here. So day in and day out, we can live our baptismal journey. In my brain, this kind of looks like a volley playing catch. It goes from baptism to communion to be sent out into the world. And then we come back to baptism and communion, and we're sent back out into the world. Baptism, communion, and we're sent back out into the world. And it continues that way our whole life long. We come to the font every Sunday after living out the week to get our bearings, to reorient ourselves to who we truly are and whose we truly are. We come back to the font to reorient ourselves to that baptismal way of life that we are called to live. And then we come to the table at Christ's invitation to receive his presence in the bread and wine, which comforts us, forgives us, and pours God's love and grace into us. And this meal that transforms us into the body of Christ, so that when we are sent out, we can be the body of Christ in the world, living out those baptismal promises. Sisters and brothers, in these waters, God names us and claims us as God's very own. And God calls us to a baptismal way of life. And each week, we come to these waters to be reminded of that. What begins at the font leads us to the table, where Jesus feeds us with his body, so that we can be his body in the world. This food for the journey empowers us daily to live out the baptismal promises, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the news, good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Beloved of God, this Sunday and every Sunday, come to the font that leads us to receive food for the journey, so that we can be sent out to grow more deeply into our baptism and more fully into Christ. May it be so, to the glory of God. Amen. And I'd like to invite Stephen and Anna, April and Spencer, Sawyer and Trevor, and Declan forward. This is a very special day that many of us, I know I have been looking forward to for a very long time. And so it is with great joy that we come together today to baptize Sawyer and Trevor. God, who is rich in mercy and love, gives us a new birth into a living hope through the sacrament of baptism. By water and the word, God delivers us from sin and death and raises us to new life in Jesus Christ. we are united with all the baptized into one body of Christ, anointed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, and joined in God's mission for the life of the world.
We present Sawyer Blake Nelson and Trevor Clark Nelson for baptism.
Sawyer, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to be baptized in Christ? If so, say I do. Anna and Stephen, Spencer and April, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have Sawyer baptized into Christ? If so, say we do. Anna and Stephen, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have Trevor baptized into Christ? As you bring your children to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with these responsibilities: to live among them with God's faithful people, to bring them to the Word and the Holy Supper, to teach them the Lord's Prayer and the Creed and the Ten Commandments, to place in their hands the Holy Scriptures, to nurture them in faith and prayer, so that your children may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help your children grow in the Christian faith and life? If so, say we do. Grandparents and godparents, do you promise to nurture these children in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit, and to help them live in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church? If so, say we do.
We do.
People of God, do you promise to support Sawyer and Trevor and pray for them in their new life in Christ? If so, say we do. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, to reject sin, and to confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, the powers of this world that rebel against God, and the ways of sin that draw you from God? If so, say, I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, clothed in God's mercy and forgiveness, let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. Holy God, fountain of living water, source of mercy, tender and mighty, you are clothed with majesty and splendor. Your life flows through water, satisfying the thirst of all living things, sustaining life in this community, nourishing and delighting us. We bless you for these gifts of water. Your steadfast love fills the earth. Your love flows through water, a sign of your saving power. Hagar discovers your well. The Israelites escape through the sea, and they drink from your gushing rock. Naaman washes his leprosy away, and the Samaritan woman will never be thirsty again. Your love flows through these waters, joined to your life-giving word, your well of mercy and cleansing flood, your sea of deliverance from death into life, your healing water that washes sin away, your living water springing up to eternal life. Shower us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your love. Clothe us and all your people with grace. Embolden us to do justice. Bless us to love mercy. And guide us to walk humbly with you, whom we thank and praise through Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Sawyer, if you will lean over this water. I baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Sawyer, you belong to Christ, in whom you have been baptized. Alleluia. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse them from sin and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Sawyer with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forevermore. Amen. Sawyer, child of God, you are anointed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. I need the candle. Sawyer Blake, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify God in heaven. Will you help me now baptize Trevor? Yes. Okay. Can you give that candle to Mom? He's sleeping. Okay. Trevor, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Trevor, you are a child of God, in Christ in whom you have been baptized. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse them from sin and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Trevor with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Trevor. Trevor, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Sawyer, will you help me light his candle? Got it. Trevor, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify God in heaven. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. And now I get to walk you up and down this aisle because I know everybody is so happy that they want to see you guys a little bit closer. Sawyer, you are lucky enough to have two moms and two dads who love you, and you have this church family that loves you more than you can imagine. And it is our joy and our honor to walk alongside you and Trevor as you grow up, as you make your way to confirmation, and as you grow more and more to look like Jesus. We thank God for you and for the gift of Trevor. You all may go back to your seats.
One, in the communion of saints and in the power of the Holy Spirit, we join our voices in prayer. O wise one, your wisdom has been present in this world since its beginning. Pour out your wisdom into the hearts of the whole church, especially the newly baptized, lay leaders, deacons, pastors, and bishops. Merciful God, Holy God of all creation, you are the source of all life. Where the sun blazes hard and strong, bring a gentle breeze. In the places experiencing the cold of winter, bring your warmth. Merciful God, compassionate God, help government leaders of this world unite for peace and justice. Humble all who hold authority, that power is directed toward a more just society. Merciful God, bread of life from heaven, you feed us. Fill all who are hunger with needed nutrition, and open our hearts to eliminate hunger in this world. May we see a day when all are fed. Merciful God, healing God, comfort and strengthen with your presence all who are sick or suffering, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Scott, Mike and Joanna, Debbie, John, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Merciful God, receive our prayer. O wisdom of truth, help us to understand your will for the church. Be with congregations experiencing transition, redevelopment, and the exciting yet frightening path of newness. May your wisdom be found at every step. Merciful God, redeeming God, we give you thanks for the lives and witnesses of your saints now departed, especially Sawyer and Trevor's grandparents, Marion Everson and Tommy, and Eva Ray Clark. Bring your beloved children into eternal glory, opening wide the gates to the heavenly banquet. Merciful God.
Holy God, holy and merciful, into your outstretched arms we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with those around you by getting up and moving a little bit, and I'd like to invite the children forward to help sing the offertory. Peace be with you, Brantley. Peace be with you, Isabel. Peace be with you, Ava. Yes. Here you go, Lincoln. You.
And also you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, loving and faithful God. All your works from the heights to the depths echo your praise. In the beginning, your word summoned light. Darkness withdrew and creation dawned. When the times at last had ripened and the earth had grown in full abundance, your word created humankind in your image to steward all creation. You gave us breath and speech that all might find a voice to sing your praise and to celebrate the creation you called good. And so with the entire communion of saints, with angels and the whole creation, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, gracious and merciful God. Before our beginnings, you have always been the three in one being who was and is to come. From before time, you have been dreaming us up, imagining a world forming us into creatures who might come to love you in return. By your breath and with your hands, you made us and have written us into the long and unending story of your love. Around a table with the ones you called to carry on your story, you, Jesus Christ, took bread, gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave it to your disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, break, and give us, that we might be your body in the world. After the meal ended, you, Jesus, took the cup of wine. Again, you gave thanks and praise and gave the cup to your disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Send your Holy Spirit upon this cup and upon us, we pray. Take, bless, pour, and give us, that we might be your life flowing for the world. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the Lord's table. Jesus is the host. We are Christ's guests. Jesus welcomes everyone to come, to eat and be nourished, to be fed and forgiven. Visitors and children are welcome. Those who do not wish to receive communion are welcomed forward to receive a blessing. Just place your arms across your chest so that I will know. Gluten-free wafers are available, and grape juice is in the center of the trays for those of you who wish to have that. And if you are not able to come forward, remain seated, and one of the ushers will direct us toward your seat to receive communion after. Come, Christ has set the table with more than enough for all. Thank you. Please stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Gracious God,
in this meal you have drawn us to your heart and nourished us at your table. By your Holy Spirit,
enliven us to be your body in the world, that we may show Christ's love to all people.
Amen. The blessing of God, who provides for us, who feeds us, and who journeys with us, be upon you now and forever. Amen.
Our mission statement together. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Your body of Christ.
Thanks be to God.